is that Wild King salmon really Wild King salmon? A study shows there's a good chance it's not. A group called Oceana found that over 40% of salmon on the East Coast that was labeled wild was actually farm-raised fish. And an earlier study found that that kind of seafood mislabeling also occurs here in the Northwest. Mike Sensi is Deputy Chief Law Enforcement Officer for the State Department of Fish and Wildlife. He told David Hyde the problem goes way beyond salmon.
We had a case in recent history where we got a tip from an individual that was taking oysters to markets on the east side of the state. And some consumers became ill, so he talked to us about this problem. And we started investigating the company that was providing the oysters that this guy was delivering all over the marketplace. And where we landed was about a $2 million theft in oysters and clams that came from suspect origin where the health certificates were falsified.
So I'm a consumer. Unless I get a clam shovel or a hook and line and some hip waders, how am I supposed to know whether or not the fish that I'm getting in the store is safe to eat?
Every entity that commercializes in fish or shellfish has to provide records. You know, you can ask as a consumer when and where they receive the seafood. The retail outlet is required to keep seafood invoices on site for at least 3 years. The Department of Health certification tag for the clams and oysters, they have to be retained for 90 days.
So if I go into the store, I should ask to look and see that tag and see if it's on the bag that I'm buying the mussels or the clams out of.
Absolutely. You have the right to do that. You might actually get some surprise. That health tag for the clams and oysters will tell you when the harvest dates were and where the product came from. And, you know, it's nice to know that the clams you bought are not 2 weeks old, but they're 1 day old.
It sounds like there are a number of laws in the books to protect consumers, but do you have the resources that you need to make sure that consumers are safe, that retail outlets, that fishmongers are actually following those rules?
No, I don't. I don't have enough resources. We have an illicit marketplace that's very robust in this state, on top of the legitimate businesses that we have to inspect. And we have found bivalve clams in nail salons, teriyaki joints, places that you wouldn't commonly associate with the exchange of seafood that are moving polluted clams. And, you know, the price is so attractive to the consumer that takes the risk of buying those products there. And I have to make some pretty big investments in order to identify those markets and, frankly, put them out of business. So I don't have enough resources to do the job that I need to do. But in terms of seafood branding and labeling, we're the only game in town.
So it sounds like there are two takeaways here. One, make sure that you're buying your seafood from a reputable outlet and ask some tough questions. And two, the state needs some more resources to be making sure that places are doing it the right way.
Absolutely. And if your source of seafood can't tell you much about the fishery that it came from, or even the individuals in many cases that harvested it, then you've probably got a problem. You know, reputable businesses are very proud of getting the best product they can get their hands on from legitimate sources, and they're more than willing to tell you about that. And, you know, there's a lot of pride in our local seafood businesses, and they want to pass that on. So if what you get is sketch information, then you need to be concerned that something's not likely right.
And it could get you sick.
And it could get you definitely sick.
Mike Sensi talking to David Hyde. Mike's the Deputy Chief Law Enforcement Officer for Washington's Department of Fish and Wildlife.